From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm Darren Hallett, your co-host.
And once again, we're back in studio here again, and we're bringing back two of our favorites who we're looking at the continuing adventures of Brian and Leah. And we just thought we'd bring them in and find out what's happening with you guys now, because things have changed a bit. Because I believe the last time we had you in studio chatting with us, which I don't even think was at the studio, it was at our previous couple studios.
Yeah, yeah. Down in your basement.
We were just reminiscing about them.
So you guys were just getting into the sea salt, or you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I think maybe we had been doing it for about 6 months at that time.
Yeah,
I can't quite remember. Like, definitely not longer than a year.
Yeah, and then you thought I was a horrible neighbor, so you've moved.
Yeah, like there's too many parties going on over there.
But yeah, so now you guys have bought a farm.
Yes, we have a farm out in Black Creek now.
That's fantastic.
Right on the highway.
Yeah,
5 acres.
I saw. I think I said to you the other day that I driving by and I saw the little clever crow. On the side of the highway, I was like, oh my God, this is where they are now. I didn't even think of that. I knew that you had moved onto somewhere, a bigger site, but I didn't realize that you actually had a farm now.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So tell us a little bit about the farm. Like, what's going on at the farm for you guys?
Well, there's a lot going on at the farm for us right now. So just sort of our first year farming, breaking a lot of ground and finding places to plant all the herbs so we can have more and more of our own herbs for our spice mixes.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Starting getting the market garden going, because getting the greens happening and carrots and potatoes and finding spots for the garlic. And we also had another building on the farm. It was sort of a farmhand's house, and it was this beautiful open space where we've converted into a commercial kitchen.
Oh, wonderful.
So we've just got it certified as a processing kitchen.
You're kidding. That's awesome.
Yes. So
that's great.
We can do all our salt making and packing of all the herbs and spices. And we're working on, you know, trying to bring online a bunch of different products. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we now have the opportunity, I suppose, to kind of make whatever we want.
Yeah. That's
it's
great.
It's exciting. It's, yeah, we can really be a lot more creative. And we're also going to be doing some planning this winter to do some workshops.
Cool.
Food related type workshops in the spring.
So, sorry to cut you off. You're saying that now you're free to sort of be creative. Were you limited before?
Oh, I don't. Well, maybe not, but but you know, we can do more things like canning or salad dressings or just sort of,
because you now have an actual a recognized valid kitchen with which you can produce food. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we can produce it, bring it to the farmers market, sell it at the farm stand, get it into stores.
And then that's plus great. With the commercial kitchen, we have a nice little retail store. On the farm as well, so people can come in and they can buy all of our products. We can do salt tastings and spice tastings. So you should have, you know, some sliced tomatoes or cucumber on hand. So if anyone wants to try tasting salt, they can taste it. And we've had quite a few tourists come in this summer.
Yeah.
And do that, and they're like, oh, that's really cool. You know, you can do olive oil tastings and beer tastings, and why not salt tastings?
Yeah.
That's something that we're able to offer now.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's exciting. So are you still doing the salt the old-fashioned way? Is that
still the old-fashioned way? Some bigger equipment, though. We've purchased some large restaurant equipment.
Oh, yeah.
A much larger pot and a great big stock pot burner.
Right.
All right.
So, yes, we've certainly moved up capacity-wise, but it's still...
Yes, we're able to boil the water a lot faster now and at larger quantities. And so, salt production has pretty much tripled since we've moved to the farm, which is awesome. And then we have a salt drying room in the Clever Crow building. So now we have, you know, whole shelves full of trays of salt. A dehumidifier is inside of it. It's all, you know, covered with plastic. And
So
we're not drying salt in the oven anymore. We have a whole area.
That's fantastic. So what do you know that you're able to make, as you said, like three times the amount of salt, do you have a market for it yet? Are you finding that there's people?
I'm selling it all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's incredible. The Comox Valley has, I'm just continuously continuing to grow in the Comox Valley and Camel River.
Yeah.
And people are finding us all the time and saying, oh, I've never heard of you.
If I can comment, so, really?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of you. Oh, wow. I thought you were pretty ubiquitous. Like, I thought everybody knew you were.
No, I don't know. Wow. Not everyone goes to the farmer's market, apparently.
Yeah.
But
no,
I mean, five stores in the valley. So it's still Weinberg, Salish Sea Market down in Bowser.
Right.
Signature Oil and Vinegar at Crown Isle and at their store in Camel River have been phenomenal at selling my products in this last year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, they're flying off the shelves there.
I have to say, I got it, like, you did two great, I mean, you've done probably a lot of great marketing moves, but I haven't been really studying you in overall. But just from what I've gleaned as being just a regular average Joe that's interested in food in the valley, A, I love your logo, and B, I love the little delivery mechanism that you've got. Like, your packaging is one of the best things, because I know people that have bought it not really knowing what's in it, but bought it because they wanted that. They're like, that tin is awesome. I love that tin. I want that tin. And so they buy it. And then after that, then they're like, yeah, then they're into your salt for sure. Yeah.
Well, I can give you a tin right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Maybe I could
tell you I'm this weekend, the farmer's market moves indoors in Native Sons Hall downtown,
right.
9 to 12. And so I'm going to launch a brand new salt this weekend.
Oh, wow.
I want you to be the first.
Oh, we would love to be the first two.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little sample tin, and then you can this is just sort of a bigger package, so you can open it up and smell it. But I'm pleased to introduce hopped sea salt. So Brian grew hops this year.
Hops.
So we're using our Centennial hops, which are they're more of a citrusy aromatics, and they're not too bitter.
Yeah.
So we're going to make hop salt.
Wow. Are these hops you're growing on the farm?
Yes.
Hops are growing on the farm. I bought a few
hop
rhizomes this year, and this is one of the ones that produced the best on the farm. They're only in their first year, so we didn't get a huge harvest. So this will certainly be a limited release, and we're looking for some other local hop producers where we can buy some more from to...
Yeah, because of course we want to keep it Comox Valley.
Yeah.
And as our hops produce more and more, then...
Oh, that's such an interesting smell.
We won't have to
buy it. Isn't it? It's amazing. Yeah, like I said, I love these tins.
I've got a really hoppy beer in front of me. That
I think that this is the greatest thing, this little tin. I know of two people alone that have bought it just because they wanted the tin. And I'm always drawn to novel ways to market your products, because I think that sometimes it's really hard to be distinct and have a unique voice and stand out from a crowd. And, I wanted to go into marketing when I was younger. But then I realized that it was this cutthroat money thing, and I was like, "Oh, I don't like that." I just like the idea of trying to make better products or get better visibility and whatever. So yeah, but John and I, talked about a lot of things that we want to do with Prontissima too, in that regards and marketing. But I love this. I think that this is out of everybody that's producing anything in the valley. I think that this is definitely the standout sort of brand. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks. Mm-hmm. So I guess salt, and you have a brand new salt coming on. What other things have you got going on? Mm. What else are we going to see at the market or at your store in the near little future? Or is this because Brian, you're still working at the Berwick?
I'm still working at Berwick.
You're still the head chef there,
and yes.
So you're one of those crazy people like myself that works ridiculous hours,
yes,
cooking
full time chef, full time farmer. And
right.
He comes home and he spends probably another 4 hours in the garden or longer,
wow,
depending on the daylight. But he's just constantly planting seeds, digging up old beds, replanting them. He's just go. I don't even know how he does it. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year for learning stuff, sort of all the timing and rotation and trying to get, a consistent supply of salad greens for the market. And there's been a bunch of restaurants that have supported us. The White Whale supported us quite a bit with greens and other produce. And
A little bit to the Atlas and a little bit to locals.
And the Philbrook Tea House.
Kathy Jarrett from Tria. She's bought lots of salad greens from us this summer, and the Lodge at Gold River. They've been like weekly buyers. They come to the farm with their coolers, give me their orders the night before.
Wow!
And so all summer we've been providing them with produce. So that was really great.
Wow, yeah, that's fantastic.
And so then, you get these people and, you know, these customers, and, oh, we're really interested in that and we want it. And it's like, oh, okay, now where am I going to find the root? Plant all this stuff and keep it going, keep the stream happening. But
wow.
Yeah, when someone comes in and says, oh, I need 25 heads of romaine lettuce. And you kind of go, oh, let me just go look at my romaine patch. okay, we can do it.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what, I mean, obviously there's some ups and downs. Is this something that you were planning on doing, moving into the farming, or is this something that, I mean, you've always done some to some degree, but is this where you wanted to go with it? Is it you wanted to go further into the farming or further into the developing Clever Crow's products, or?
This is where I've always wanted to go. Yeah. I've always sort of wanted a small farm kind of thing. I think John would testify to me ripping up most of my lawn to plant and grow stuff and build greenhouses.
I was always amazed. And I actually look next door nowadays and I see them trying to accomplish what you were doing before.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have three kids and a dog, and yeah, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
The lush greenness.
Yeah, I don't think we ever
is missing, but I'm not blaming them for that. I just think that you have that hand in the garden, that you know what you're doing, and
yeah.
I think just with buying that farm, we just found the perfect combination. It has the second building that, you know, we could have the store and the kitchen and grow Clever Crow, and then it has the land and the gardens, and
that's awesome.
Brian put in all the infrastructure with all the irrigation this year, is all through the winter. And so, yeah, we're just both being able to grow and live our passion of making food, producing food,
that's awesome.
Creating food, selling food.
Yeah. And then sort of with the commercial kitchen too, to start to develop some value added products from the stuff that we grow. I made a zucchini burger relish.
Nice.
That is kind of a relish that I've always made from zucchinis from my backyard. And so our surplus zucchinis this year that came back from the farmer's market, I turned into this relish, and we had a number of cases made, and we've pretty much sold out of it.
We
just
have
one left.
Oh, really?
One jar left.
I'm not even sure if I have enough for myself anymore, but that's all just gone through the farm stand sales.
I've been trying to purpose everything this year, everything that anybody gives to me, anything that I come across, any food. I've just been trying to like preserve it and really work it, like, and figure out ways of, you know, just taking all this abundance and making it last. And it's not like it's anything new. I mean, that's what everybody's always been doing, but it's new for me. So it's a whole new sort of venture or journey. And Tony, my sister-in-law, she brought a big zucchini in when she came in on the show, and she's like, here you go, do what you will with that. And I was like, what am I going to do with it? And I turned it into a zucchini horseradish relish. And it's fantastic. I love it. And now I know exactly what I'm going to do with zucchini every time I have it now, is make this horseradish relish. But yeah, that's awesome. I'd never had it before, but I would love to try yours at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and then
the plan is to get all these different products.
Yeah, that's a plan. So there's a few different ones we're playing around with. It's going to be a balance of, you know, what's growing well at the farm and what we have that we can do, and then sort of what we can sell, and you know, where is it missing in the market. So,
and are you still going to do that under Clever Crow, or are you doing that under your own name, or are you doing that, like, is that your own venture?
No, it'll all be pretty much under Clever Crow.
Yeah,
Clever
so
Crow.
We have some labels now on our produce called Clever Crow Farm.
Nice.
So we're still, you know, keeping the same brand.
Right.
But we know that it's coming from your actual property.
Yeah.
It's something out of your house.
I did.
That's
awesome.
I have
a question. How big is your property there?
It's 5 acres.
Is it 5 acres?
Wow.
Yes, right. And it's fully developed for you for farming or laid out?
It's mostly just been in pasture.
Oh, okay.
There'll be a lot of work. There are some small gardens. We've quadrupled the size of it from the gardening farming space.
Wow, yeah. And, I mean, that's going to be a lot of work.
I have a bunch of land that just sort of recently rototilled in the fall and the cover crop down, so that it'll be, you know, good to start again, to grow again next year. And then every year we plan to expand that a little bit more. And we do want to bring in some meat birds, do some pasture poultry, and sort of when we get the fencing up to scratch, and I think we'll bring in some pigs and do some pork. And
Okay.
Hopefully try to do a few products from that. And
are you still doing your charcuteries? And the...
I haven't been as much. I have to. This year's been, you know, really full on sort of between work and farm.
That,
so
I had that feeling. I just miss the old days of popping over and you'd be like, come and see what's in my garage. You know?
The hams hanging in the salami and
you're like, let's try a little of this and a little of that. Like, okay, if I have to.
So hopefully next year.
Next year.
That'd be fun. Nice. If somebody were to stop by Clever Crow today, which they are welcome to do, am I right? Mm. Yeah. If they were there today, what kind of things could they find there?
Our line of 10 sea salts in the 3 different sizes. We have
And the new one.
Yes.
Right.
Or after this weekend, right?
Yeah, after this weekend. I'll be probably putting it all together tomorrow. Just our line of spices. So we have probably eight main spice blends now, and they're all selling phenomenally well.
Yeah.
Taco seasoning is number one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Really well. I love that, actually.
Thank you.
Super tasty. I've used it in a couple of things.
What else do we have? Oh, we have lots of squash for sale.
Yeah.
Eggs from our chickens.
So right.
We have organic, certified organic eggs.
Certified organic. I didn't realize that.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that. We feed them certified organic feed.
Right.
So, and they're all just outdoors.
Right. And you're not using any
fields and
pesticides and whatever. No, and
So I guess I can't call them certified organic eggs. But
we're not certified organic. But
right.
But
I practice sort of organic farming techniques. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So eggs, various vegetables, Friday afternoons at 1, the salad greens are ready.
Right.
So I usually do about 25 to 30 bags.
Wow.
So someone can pop by Friday afternoons if they can't make it to the Saturday morning market.
Okay. Nice.
And sort of my winter hours now until Christmas would be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yep.
About 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
If the gate's open, I just tell people I'm open. So on a Sunday or Monday, if the gate's open, you can come on down the driveway.
Right.
I'm open. But,
cool. That's awesome. And and we definitely will. I've passed by there a couple of times now, but I didn't want to intrude. I didn't want to just sort of, I'm here.
It's a hard one to get people down the driveway.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's a big sign out front. Well, we're going to work on our signage and make it more visible
this
winter as
This winter, I think we're going to work on our signage and try to make it more welcoming for people to come down the driveway. And we did the cycle tour this fall, and that was a big thing just to bring people down, because lots of people said, oh, there's so many places that we've been to that, you know, we drive by all the time, but we're just sort of, it's kind of intimidating to go down the long driveway and you don't know what's at the end.
And
they come, they come down to the shop and, wow, this is awesome, I'll be back. So
That's great.
We plan to do some more things like that.
75 people come down, cyclists come down the driveway at that event. So that was good. And another thing new that started in Black Creek was the Monday night Halby Hall Market. So that started July the 27th, and we went to everyone until about the middle of September.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just a great way for people in the Black Creek area.
You know,
they come up to us, oh, we've drive by your house twice a day. We've never come down the driveway. Right. Oh, this is what you do. Sea salt and spices. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So that sort of, more and more people are coming because they've
That's
met
great.
Us.
And yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of getting across that threshold.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so actually we should put down how to get a hold of you guys. Where's the address for you?
7911 Island Highway. We're just past Endall Road, a little bit north of Endall Road, almost across the street from the Black Creek Community Church. It's a big church right on the street. That's generally what I tell people. Cell phone number, if you want to make an appointment, if you can't come when I am open, 465-0448. We have a new website.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's clevercrowseasalt.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram and
Perfect.
Twitter.
Awesome.
So on Twitter as well.
So. Yeah, we're all over that social media stuff.
We've got the full spectrum.
That's great.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, thanks for having us back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
It's good to hang out with you guys again.
I know. It's been way too long, so I feel guilty.
I wonder where we'll be in another 3 years' time.
I honestly couldn't say. I couldn't tell you how I got. These last 3 years, there was no map there. It just, here I am now. So it'd be interesting. Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Edible Valley podcast. We'd like to thank our latest new sponsors for the podcast.
Right.
Ivan's Chocolate Truffles.com. Check them out at the farmer's market and as well, check them out online at ivanschocolatetruffles.com. Also the Atlas Cafe, celebrating 20 years in the Comox Valley. And of course, Prontissima Pasta.
What? Prontissima Pasta is supporting us now?
It is now. providing the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island with fresh local pasta. All right. Thanks again.